Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
9:30 here on this Tuesday morning, joined by our friend Dr. Judy Ho, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. How you doing, Dr. Judy?
I'm doing well. How are you, Tommy?
I'm okay. How's everything in LA today?
Pretty good. Pretty good. You know, it's I'm kind of just astounded that we're at the last quarter of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, really the last one fifth of the year.
Goes by quickly, doesn't it?
Really does, especially when we don't have any weather patterns here. It's like, oh, it's actually almost October.
Yeah, been there doing that, especially with school starting in August as it did here because of hurricane season. I'm thinking it's like, you know, Thanksgiving already. We're not even in October yet. Let's talk about kids and social media, because it's not only about parents, but it's about grandkids, because back in the day, all a grandparent had to do was make sure the kid did the homework and kept them out of the trees or away from the dogs or the street or whatever. But now it's a completely different environment out there, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. I mean, there's obviously so many different things to think about. I know just based on being a parent of a young child myself, the conversations I'm having with other parents, with other grandparents, and it just feels like there's a lot more to manage maybe than when we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
in a lot of different ways. Overwhelmed by all of the information about what you're supposed to do or not to do, and then just kind of fearing bad things happening to your child. I feel like that's been a bit more of a prevalent feeling than it has been in previous generations too.
So when it comes to what's going on in the child's head, because I've had discussions with pediatricians about this, and you're a clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, what's going on in these kids' heads when they're on social media? Are they getting dopamine hits? What's happening here?
Yeah, so there's a lot of research about how, especially in younger brains, our executive function parts of our brain are not very well developed. And so those parts of the brain are really requiring a lot more attention, a lot more thoughtfulness in terms of how we approach working with them every single day. And when you give kids too many quick hits, it actually disrupts their executive function development.
And that does happen when they're on the phone, right? Whether it's social media or a game or whatever it is, that's what's going on in the brain, the dopamine hits.
Exactly. And it's kind of in an unnatural way is what some of the research has been finding. And I'm so sorry, our toddler just woke up here.
That's okay.
Hey, Luca. So essentially, what happens is when there is a social media hit of any kind, whether it's a ping or here's a message, getting that hit repeatedly too quickly, as opposed to more natural rewards where it might be more gradual, it might not be as high, and then your brain starts getting dulled to the rewards of natural events that are supposed to bring them happiness, like having a good meal, having a fun play date. You know, your brain just doesn't fire those reward hormones quite as quickly. And because dopamine is both a reward hormone and a hormone, every time you experience it, your brain is clocking it as oh, this is something that feels good and I want to feel this again. So it's remembering what you did to get this particular feeling, which of course in this case is doing something with a quick hit on social media. So then you become more motivated to reach for your phone the next time.
And what I think is interesting about this is we're talking about the brain itself of a 10 to 12-year-old where things like TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, it impacts their brain differently than it would an adult, right?
Exactly. And I think this is part of the, you know, PSA about social media and how much use it really should be. And we have to remember that these platforms, and so they want to be able to make it as enticing as possible for you to spend more time on the platform. As an adult, of course, there are some pros and cons of that as well. But especially in children, this is why there's so much talk about limiting screen time. And that doesn't include just social media. Of course, it includes just all screen time. And there's a reason for that, because in younger brains, the lengthier the time, the potentially more adverse the outcomes, especially in a developing brain, especially in things like executive function we just talked about, but also emotional control. So being able to regulate your own emotions, being able to calm yourself down when you're stressed, using different methods to calm yourself down that might be more healthy than thinking that maybe if I just watch TikTok for 2 hours, that's going to make me feel better about my life. You and I have talked about this before, Tommy, but in terms of the emotional regulation piece, kids have been heard to, you know, get violent with their parents when they're not violent children, when their parents take away the device as a consequence for bad behavior. So it's becoming a bit of a bigger problem, I think, over time.
So we're talking about that so-called happy hormones, right? You're talking about oxytocin and dopamine. But what about when it's something on social media that's negative? What happens in the brain then?
Well, children are a lot, I guess it's really a lot harder for them to get their mind off of something once their mind is stuck on something as well. That's also part of the, you know, executive function development. And so once you see something negative, an adult might be able to say, well, that was awful, but let me try to separate myself, walk away, do what I need to do next, a little bit easier than children, who will then just essentially spiral oftentimes after reading negative news. Not only are they much more prone to doom scrolling as well, but it's just harder for them to be able to shift focus in a way that is productive. So sometimes after children read really negative news, it will be hard for them to do other responsibilities for the day, go to school, do their homework, disengage themselves from that and interact with their family and friends and so forth.
So we're not talking about bullying or anything like that. We're just talking about a 10 to 12-year-old kid and what's going on inside of their brain with the hormones and the reaction to what they see on social media. This is when, and I'll put this in quotation marks, when everything's going well, right?
Right, exactly. And I think that especially in the 10 to 12-year-old, we have to remember too, that that's a very tough time for their identity development, for social development. Most times children will say that that's the hardest time when they, you know, when they're struggling with feeling like they belong, struggling with making friends. So they're actually most vulnerable in many ways, just in terms of their brain development, but also just in terms of social development, identity development, things that we expect them to be working through during that age range. It's already hard enough. And then, of course, this adds to the problem, too.
Somebody texted this in, and I think it's a pretty good question. With everything we've heard about as it relates to autism, has there ever been any research about social media and either its effect on autism or causation or anything like that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I don't think that there has been any robust research linking social media and autism in terms of, for example, increasing risk for certain behaviors. However, I would say that some individuals who might struggle with social interactions, and that's not just autism spectrum, but just in general, people who might feel a little...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
More uncomfortable in certain social settings, there is an increased risk of becoming more addicted to social media because it's a way for them to get some kind of social interaction that feels comfortable for them.
So it could be good, could be bad?
Yeah, I think that some of the... I'm so sorry. He's having a little bit of a little tantrum right now.
We can barely hear him. That's your problem. I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's good. Oh, actually, that's good. But the
hey, Dr. Judy,
social media, I think.
Mine's 29. That's your problem. Sorry.
but I was just going to say, kids who struggle with social interactions, as I mentioned, the pros and cons are sometimes they, get a little bit of that social modeling or social interaction from social media. It helps them. But then in other risk factors, they may actually have a more difficult time connecting in real life even more so if they become reliant on social media for their social needs. And of course, we know that that's not a complete solution. I don't want to say that social media is completely horrible. We try to have a balanced conversation about, of course, there are pros as well. But when people become overly reliant on it, it can sometimes slow or stunt their development in real life in terms of their social skills and social cognition.
Somebody texted in about finding their identity, and I we'll pick that up when we come back, but I always thought that it would be tough for a child to be an actor because in my head, when I was a kid, I was still trying to figure out who I am and what I'm, what my personality is and what I'm like, as opposed to now all of a sudden I'm Johnny who has a parent that's an alcoholic or whatever. Well, wait a minute. Now that's the role, but that's not really me. And we'll talk about the role of social media and all of that as well when we come back. Our guest, Dr. Judy Ho, clinical forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. Problems with dopamine and oxytocin hits when everything's going well on social media. No bullying or anything else. So you have to watch that and make sure that you don't overdo it. But it is a part of life. And also somebody texted in about grandchild 2 years old constantly on the phone. I don't know at what point cognitive skills kick in for kids where they're aware of this or that or the other thing. But we'll find out when we come back. 940 traffic now, WWL. 9:45, quarter till 10, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Dr. Judy Ho, clinical forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast, about giving your kids some privacy, but yet making sure they aren't going down rabbit holes. And we were talking about 10 to 12-year-olds, but let me go back before we go forward, Dr. Judy, and that is when it comes to somebody texting in about a grandkid on a phone 2 years old.
Can you build me a Spider-Man car?
Oh,
really?
Did you hear that? I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. He made a good point.
Oh, my gosh.
All points are good here. We accept all points.
Oh,
no, but really, when it comes to 2 years old or however old Luca is and on the phone, at what point do they become aware? Do we know when they become aware of what they're watching, what they're seeing? Because you could stumble upon anything, right?
Right. So absolutely. So this is kind of interesting because I was watching, so Luca's unbelievably Tommy. Luca's almost four. Mm. And we let him watch YouTube Kids, right? So it's supposed to be kind of more, obviously, more censored, more filtered, et cetera. But unbelievably, the other day, I saw that he was watching a video of a plane crash on YouTube Kids. Mm. Yeah. And I mean, it was a simulated one, right, with a toy. But I mean, literally the title says, look at this plane crash. And it was like supposed to simulate a true plane crashing, like with, you know, pretty realistic backgrounds and everything like that. I'm like, how is this okay to be on YouTube? So in terms of monitoring, I think that clearly you can't just trust that a platform says it's safe for kids. Sometimes it maybe the material still is not very appropriate. And you don't want to go completely down a rabbit hole. You don't want to be so stressed that you don't let them do anything. And most parents of young children will say, yeah, of course, you know, be great for my kids to have no screen time, but that's just not possible because sometimes we need to do chores or adults want to talk to one another. And then you turn on some TV, some YouTube for them so that they can just do that while you do what you need to
do. Well, and it is their world, right, Dr. Judy, that they're going to be growing up and living in?
Of course. Of course. So if you can't totally shield them from it, it's going to be part of their lives, as you mentioned. I mean, my child is better at navigating YouTube than some adults are, right? Because of their familiarity growing up in this generation. So I think the best thing you can do is just think about in your household or for you, what are the most important ground rules and what makes the most sense for you in terms of safe consumption and okay consumption in terms of even time, duration, time of day, context. And then, of course, check their feed, check their history, do what you can to monitor them as much as you can. But also, mistakes might happen along the way. You know, you might stumble on something where you're like, oh, I wish they didn't watch that. But try your best to just turn that into an educational opportunity and think about how you might prevent that the next time. It's not really going to be foolproof. It's kind of like you have to learn as you go along.
So what are some signs that maybe your teenager, your grandson, granddaughter, whatever, whoever it is in your life, is maybe going down the wrong path or having a problem with social media?
I think if they're starting to do this at the exclusion of almost all other activities, that would be one very important sign. A second very important sign would be if they essentially become extremely emotionally dysregulated anytime you try to take the device away. So, of course, they might protest a little bit, they might complain, and especially if the children are younger, but I would say for all children, it's important to give them a warning, like, okay, 5 more minutes, and then we're going to take that away, or 5 more minutes, and we're going to start cleaning up. If you just yank it out of their hands, that's never going to be received well. But if you've given them sort of that proper countdown, and they still just can't regulate themselves after you take the device from them, they throw a tantrum, they start throwing things, they start screaming at you, that would be another very important sign. If they start to isolate themselves a lot, they're not interacting socially with the family or with their friends, and you're noticing that they're spending more and more time with their device, that might be another concern. And then, of course, any other overt signs of depression, anxiety, or just looking like they're really stressed, that would be another important sign, because we do know that sometimes excessive social media consumption can lead to an increased risk for depression and anxiety. And that is especially the case for preteen and teen girls. It happens across the gender, but it is most significant in the age range of 8 to 16 in females.
How do you address that as a parent? And I understand, you know, theoretically you say, well, we just have a discussion about social media. But what do you tell them? I mean, what do? Ignore the fact that Janie down the street thinks you're ugly, or ignore the fact that this one doesn't like your hair, or that or the other thing?
Yeah, of course, it's hard to ignore, and you can't ignore it because that's the context that they've grown up in, and they're living this situation right now.
Which it always was. So there always were mean girls, but now it's to the nth extreme, right? An instant?
Right. It's so easy, right? Because
and
you're hiding behind the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And it could even be strangers. It could be in platforms you're not even aware of, right? Social media is the most common one, but, you know, it could be chat rooms and video games. I mean, there's just so many ways in which this can happen. And so I think what's important is that you acknowledge that reality, right? It's not like, oh, just don't pay them any mind. Or, well, if you weren't on social media, you wouldn't have seen that. It's like, well, that's just impossible, right? Because,
well, and that's not going to salve any hurt feelings at all. That's not going to help that.
Right, exactly. And also, even if you're trying to stay off social media, your friend might say, hey, so-and-so posted this about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's just impossible. So you have to just recognize that this is their reality. I would say to the best of your ability, treat it as if they were being teased or bullied in the actual school, because obviously you can relate to that. You know that it happened, even if it's not to you back in the day on the playground. Things happen to other kids that way. And we've, most of us have witnessed it, if not experienced it. And just recognize that this is basically just like any other form of bullying, except sometimes it can even be worse. Acknowledge that that's painful. And then really just ask them, you know, how can you help them? Sometimes it's really helpful just to have an open-ended question like, well, is there anything I can do to help? You know, not necessarily go to the school. Maybe they're embarrassed. They don't want you to do that. Okay, but what else can I do to help you to feel better? And then I think really save the tips for safer social media use or ways to calm down towards the end of the conversation, because if you start that in the beginning, it can feel a bit like a lecture, right? So just let them open up to you, let them express their feelings, and at the end, give them a couple of tips on how to manage social media a little bit better, try to cheer them up, you know, spend more time connecting with them, and don't give up on monitoring their social media, because it's just one of the things that we have to do now as parents and grandparents and caregivers. It's always got to be on our radar somehow.
Yeah, it's always something. Thank you, Dr. Judy. I appreciate your time. Take care, Luca.
Thank you.
No, you will.
Have a good week.
You too. Dr. Judy Hope, clinical forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. We're going to take a break. We'll find out what Newell's got planned for us when we come back on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.